Now, at last night's Academy Awards, the movie Parasite took home Best Picture, making history as the first foreign language film to do so. Parasite was nominated for 6 awards and walked away with 4 Best Picture, Best International Feature Film, Best Directing, and Best Original Screenplay. Let's take a listen to the South Korean director, Bong Joon-ho, accepting the Best Screenplay Award. You'll hear him first speak in Korean and then his translator.
Well, 시나리오를 쓴다는 게 사실 뭐 되게 고독하고 외로운 작업이죠. 사실 뭐 국가를 대표해서 시나리오를 쓰는 건 아닌데. 예.
Writing a script is always such a lonely process. We never write to represent our countries.
But this is very first Oscar to South Korea. Thank you.
Reggie Ponder reviews movies as Reggie the Real Critic. He appears weekly on Vocalo Radio in Chicago and critiques movies for several other media outlets. Reggie, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, Rob, how are you?
Good. Well, before we get to the award, Reggie, tell us about this film. It's not something that's been, you know, blockbuster box office. For people who haven't checked it out yet, give us a taste.
Yeah, so this is one of those films that you don't want to tell a lot about because you do want to go into this one with a fresh slate. So I'll try to keep it as short as possible. But this is really about a poor family trying to move up in life and do it at the cost of all other people. And what happens is this family, the Kim family, the son of the Kim family gets a really prestigious job working for a rich family, and he figures out a way to get the rest of his family to work for that family as well. There's a lot of ins and outs here, but this is really about a socioeconomic injustice film about poor versus rich, how they look at each other, how they view each other, and some of the ins and outs of trying to come up, if you will.
And director Bong Joon-ho apparently has described it as a comedy without clowns, a tragedy without villains. It sounds like it's a little hard to categorize that way.
Yeah, it is very hard to categorize. You will find yourself, well, some of the things to like about this, is this is a poor man's story, so you will either root for the Kim family or you'll watch it hoping that it will all fall apart, and it almost like if you were watching a big car wreck. And the story, the plot is really interesting. It has some nice little twists and turns to it. You don't really actually know where it's going. And it says a lot about social status, the rich versus the poor. They have some profound messages and questions in this film.
Now that takes us to last night and Parasite becoming the first non-English language film to take home the Best Picture Award. What do you think about that?
So I think that they got it right. This was my film of the year. I think that they really did pick the best picture. I know a lot of people were rooting for 1917. That movie was a great achievement in cinematography and movie making, but Parasite was really that film that I ask myself this, and I say this to you all the time, Rob, is that would I go and see the movie again? 1917, not so much. Parasite, absolutely yes. And then the fact that people would sit and watch a movie with subtitles says something about that film. It says a lot about the directing, the writing, just the overall presentation of the film. And I will tell you this as well. This is a film for me that I like watching people watch it. It's like looking at their reaction. So they absolutely got it right. And I'm so happy for this film.
People have said the Oscars have been shy about subtitles in the past. Do you think there's a case there?
Yeah. I understand because you do miss something when you're watching, when you're reading subtitles, because you don't get the, you're looking at the bottom of the screen, and there might be some nuances and some things that you miss when you're watching a movie that has subtitles. So sometimes you might even watch it again just so you don't miss some of the stuff that you would normally see by using your eyes.
After an Oscar win, a lot of movies will show up at theaters again, or maybe even in more theaters than in their first run. Reggie, is this one that we benefit from going to see on the big screen as opposed to saying, I'll just catch up with it at home?
Yeah, I think yes, because I think one of the things about going to the movies is there's this atmosphere and the participation of the other people in the film, and you will find yourself talking to the screen on this one, like, oh no, don't do it, and you'll be gasping and all the other types of actions that you have when you're with a crowd. It'll take on a kind of a different type of atmosphere than just watching this one at home.
Bong Joon-ho, the director of Parasite, also directed the movie The Host. It became the highest-grossing South Korean film when it came out. What else should we look for in his work if we're into Parasite?
Well, if you're into Parasite, he is now doing a miniseries, I think on Netflix, as it relates to this film. So I am totally looking forward to seeing this. And if you've already seen Parasite, he's coming out with a black and white version of this movie as well. So this is really interesting. What I do want to mention, I think you might be asking me about this, Rob, is the fact that while the Academy got it right, they also got something dreadfully wrong. How can you have a movie that is the best picture, best foreign film, best director, best original screenplay, and none of the actors are nominated? Not one?
Yeah, what's up with that, do you think?
So here's what happens with the Academy, is that you get voted in by your peers. So the directors recognize, oh, wow, this is a great film. And so they voted it in for the best director. The screenwriters thought it was a great film, so they voted. But the actors did not vote it in. And this says something about Hollywood and the reflection of themselves that the actors want to see. So I wouldn't get totally excited about that this is going to set a trend for foreign films. I think it will be a boost to the foreign film industry in that some foreign films might get a second look, but I don't see this as being some type of trend. I see that this film was head and shoulders above the rest, in my opinion, and it should have won, and the voters did that. But I think they absolutely did a disservice to Asian talent as it relates to nominating some of these actors for an Academy Award as well.
Well, do you see yourself, Reggie, maybe pursuing some of the actors in Parasite, looking at what else they've been in, and, you know, just like we could follow the director, seeing them work in other films?
I do, but I will tell you that I don't love reading subtitles. So the movie really has to be a phenomenal movie for me to sit through that, because it does kind of, again, takes away a little bit something from the movie going experience for me. So I will look to see what these actors have done. But right now I'm just relishing in the fact that they can be got it right, Rob. This is an excellent film, and I am absolutely hoping that people will go and see this film. And I want to say one other thing. The reason that this is an excellent film is because I think this is a film that people, regular people, can identify with.
Reggie, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much, Rob. Appreciate it.
That's Reggie Ponder, a.k.a. Reggie the Real Critic, looking at Parasite's big win at the Oscars yesterday. I'm Rob Ferret. There's more to come on Central Time here on the Ideas Network.